Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The group is here to participate in a series of teachings regarding what happened in Lemuria. This is the second of five channels. In these things that we speak of regarding some mysteries about the past that is so far away from you that it cannot be proven, these things, they take on almost mythology. Anyone stumbling on this channel about Lemuria will make an assumption that this is what those who are esoteric are like. They take a subject that never happened and expand it into their own reality, and then they run circles and sing around it. That's who you are. Just ask many people. That there's no substantive reality that could possibly explain many of the things you believe. Dear ones, I would like to say something to you, and that is this. The reason we teach what we teach is so that you will understand the honoring that Spirit, God, Creator has for you. That's the only reason. We are not invested in a false history to make you feel good. There is no reason to take you on a journey that is mythology so that somehow you'll feel better about yourself today. The fact that it is not provable is also an alignment with thousands of things that you're going to discover that today are not provable until you dig far enough. Until geologists have revelations about perhaps what really happened on the planet instead of what you think happened based upon what you see and assume. And so what you're looking for, again, is the plea to all those who are science-minded, the plea to get out of the box of what you've been told or what you believe today based upon what you've studied and what you've assumed about what might have taken place on this planet. There is wonderful, magical, if you wish, information about the human being that is still yet to be revealed. Part of the issue has always been that part of your planet which has decided to become spiritual in groups that you join. And in those groups that you join is also the love of God. It's always there, dear ones. It's so interesting that the groups you might join and sign up for and have labels and buildings that you might go in, that group will then sit down and tell you in a hushed voice, remember, we're the only group that's correct. And right away, you should get up and leave. Because you can't sequester the rules around the love of God. No one can. It's grander than anything you can even possibly conceive of. What happened here is magnificent. And the idea that the Pleiadians came from another star system and altered your DNA, far-fetched, unprovable today. And in 50 years, it's in your books because there's no other explanation. Or they came to give you the truth and the proof because you passed another marker, perhaps, of consciousness that says human beings will never make war again and we're ready for the next shift. You are going to meet your star family. You have to. It always works that way when you're ready. And when you're ready, dear ones, it's going to be with a higher consciousness of humans looking just like you. who don't have multiple boxes of belief around the earth that would kill each other if they didn't do something right. The boxes may remain in a higher maturity of consciousness that says we are one of many ways to worship and love this God inside. It's our way. It's our culture, not their way. But they can do it too. Isn't that good? That we can all love our own way. That's maturity. That's maturity. And the way it is today, dear ones, is not. The love of God exists in almost every belief system on this planet. And that is why they cling, each of them, cling to the fact that they're the only one who's right because they have their miracles. And if they looked around, the others would have their miracles. And if they looked around, they all have their miracles because this is how you're treated, dear ones, with honor and beauty and the ability to have good things and benevolent things in all the boxes of religion. They don't look around enough to know it's everywhere, but they will someday. And this is going to alter in a benevolent way through leaders who have these kinds of aha experiences of allowance. Imagine. Take the leader, for instance, of the biggest belief system on the planet. That leader would have to have some changes happening right now. The leadership itself would have to be on another track. Well, it is. Did you notice? Did you notice the track it was on? And it got replaced by another pope? You think that's all an accident in what we're talking about? This is what we are itemizing, and you're seeing it in your news. These are the things that we are speaking of. Geologists, listen. What is it that rewrote everything you thought you knew about how long things take on this planet? Many of you in your lifetime watched Mount St. Helens explode. It rewrote everything you've been taught. And you know it. And if you're listening to this, you know what happened. You thought some things simply took thousands of years to be this and that, and everything moved slowly. And in moments, you got to see the same effect. And that would indicate that perhaps this planet has done a lot more volatile or different things than you ever imagined. The bias is you measure everything as though it was happening right now, as you look around today. Saying, well, this is how long it takes for water to erode this and that, and this is how long it takes for the layers to grow and become sediment and that, and never knowing, never understanding that literally on this planet, it was a different paradigm before you got here. Lemuria existed, and we have told you that it is the result of one of the hot spots of this planet where the magma was close to the surface and it was building up. And rather than it poking through and having flank eruptions in that place you call Hawaii, it simply built and built, and a bubble pushed up the mountain. And it was volatile, and it was before humans got here. And it was here for a very long time. That mountain called Mu in the middle of the Pacific was a feature on the planet. And it wasn't plate tectonics that did it. It was the hot spot that did it. And then when it was finished, it subsided. But it didn't simply subside. It started to get bigger. And when it did, that was the point in time where there were eruptions. And the flank explosions happened. And those in Lemuria were frightened by it and started to leave. And slowly that mountain sunk. But that was Lemuria. And it was big. And it was very high. And we've told you about it. And channel after channel, we've given you the minutiae of it and how it was and the life on it and what was being taught. But there are those who would still say, well, I can't believe any of that because there really was no Lemuria. It sunk, but not all the way. It became what is now today the Hawaiian Islands. The Lemurians, who were part of that experience, dear ones, had no idea that it wouldn't go under completely, and they left, all of them but a few. And the few who remained have a legacy even today, and maybe I haven't figured it out. Where would you be safe if the island was sinking and sinking and sinking, this huge continent of Mu, and becoming these islands? What would be safe? It would be in the valleys and the crannies, as far back in as you could get. As the ocean started to encroach upon your beaches, you would retreat to that was your mountains, which then became the shore again, and over and through a long period of time. But you would survive, and you would survive, and you would survive. And the ones who survived the most were on Kauai. Today, Kauai, dear ones, is protected. It's protected from invasion. It's protected from, let us say, inappropriate use. It's protected in so many different ways. Did you see that with Aniki? Did you even pay attention? How many storms have you seen take a right angle at the last minute? Go to a place and scrub it, and when it's done, then leave. Floridians, you know about storms. You know tracking. You know the potentials. You know what the climatologist will tell you, where it's going. It doesn't simply sit offshore, take a right angle, and come and hit you. That's what happened with Kauai. There have been many times in history where pieces and parts of that sacred island remains of Lemuria were protected, and that's one of them. Of all of the Hawaiian islands, dear ones, that is the most Lemurian. Ask Meliha, who died there. There are some mythological creatures that they tell about in the ancient Hawaiians in those crannies, in those places where tourists cannot go, even today on the ocean, on one of the famous coasts. It's so beautiful. Have you ever heard of the Menahuni? They are the Pleiadians. They're the remains. And they were mystical because they still had the magic. And they remained and remained and remained for such a long time that even today, the Hawaiians will talk about in the valleys of the Menahuni. There is no proof that the mountain of Lemuria existed. Geologist, if you could go down onto the sides of that sunken mountain, you wouldn't have to go that far, maybe 600 to 700 feet. You want to go more than 400 because you want to get below the lowest sea level recorded in your history. You want to get hundreds of feet below a time when any history ever said there was sea there. A time when you believe it was always ocean. And then there's something about lava. It preserves things. If you drill in the right place and you can get through the sediment that has gathered on those shelves for thousands of years, if you had that ability and you could drill, you'd find it. You'd find plant life which shouldn't have been there. Preserved, not oil. Preserved, because that's what lava does. It encompasses things and they stay as they stay. And perhaps there will be a technology where someday you will be able to look inside these things and say, there are structures, there is history before history. It looks like this used to be pushed up higher. And if that occurs, dear ones, and you're around to hear it, I want you to remember this channel today. Maybe, just maybe, the things we speak of that magnify that which is a human being are right and true and accurate and not mythology and not meant simply to entertain those who you call New Age. Science is going to start catching up with things that used to be eye-rolling, and it begins now. The difficulty you're going to have, dear ones, is that it will not necessarily get to your schools. unless there are forward thinkers who create it and make it happen. Because education is one of the slowest things you have to move off of the peg of where it wants to be. And government is the second one, not the first. So you have a job before you. And the old souls in the room, some of you know who I'm speaking, will have this job: to discover what you discover and present it to the planet so that regular people see it and forget the science and the reporting that says you have to go through. Believe me, if regular people start to use inventions that your government say cannot be done, it will get attention. If the way of reporting science and that in discoveries of academia, you skip it and instead you go right to the public and you go right to the internet and you show them and you tell them and you ask them for them to participate and them to discover, you're going to find that academia is going to sit there with egg on its face. If you had gone to academia, if you'd gone to the universities, if you'd gone to the government, it might take decades. You go to the public, and they're going to be using it even before the government acknowledges it exists. This is a new paradigm, and you have the tools, don't you? One of the reasons the internet and social media has raced forward at the degree it has is to prepare this planet to be informed in a different paradigm, with scientists who are not afraid to do it, not afraid they'll lose tenure at a university, who gather together in groups in order to solve the world's problems because they needed solving, not because they might get a prize. That's happening. Watch for it. These are changing times. Lemuria existed. The island was there. The big one, the small continent, was there. And there's so much that was beautiful that happened upon it. You're a very, very young society. And you're just now coming out of a dark age, dear ones. And you're going to see changes, and we've told you, that may surprise and shock, and yet an old soul may sit back and smile and say, here it comes. The beginning of the beginning. We'll tell you more, but later. And so it is.